91.5 KRCC News. Huerfano County has filed a lawsuit against big pharmaceutical companies, blaming them for the statewide opioid overdose epidemic. The lawsuit alleges the companies falsely trivialized or failed to disclose the known risks of long-term opioid use. The county seeks money from the companies as compensation for costs of public services the county otherwise would not have incurred. The lawsuit also seeks a court order against the companies to stop making any further false or misleading statements. Among the defendants are Johnson & Johnson, McKesson Corp., Janssen Pharmaceuticals, and Purdue Frederick Company. CDOT is hosting a series of meetings in Colorado Springs and Monument on the I-25 GAP project. 91.5 KRCC's Katie Laurie has more.
A series of informal listening sessions will present the latest updates on a project aimed at improving 18 miles of I-25 between Castle Rock and Monument. Colorado Department of Transportation spokeswoman Tamara Rollison says the issue is heightened by population growth along the Front Range.
We absolutely have to do something, but we have limited funding. We can't do everything that we would like to do to make improvements, but we know what we can do will bring some long-term relief.
Rollison says the best option is to add two additional express toll lanes, one in each direction. CDOT is also looking at providing wider shoulders, improved wildlife crossings, and better lighting, among other developments. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Katie Laurie.
The next session takes place tomorrow at the Meadows Park Community Center at 5:30. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.